and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a blessed weekend and a magnificent Monday. The time change going forward over here on the East Coast, and if anybody else had time changes, depending what state you're in, threw me off a little bit, but we're ready to go today. Got a lot of great stuff. How are you doing today, Dad?
I'm doing great. You know, the thing about these time changes, and we'll talk about this for just a second, this is really bad. I mean, I've complained about it my entire life. As a biologist and a chemist, I was trained in what's called circadian rhythm. And it's the natural cycle from a biological standpoint, how your body functions. In other words, you get up in the morning, you use the bathroom. You get up in the morning and you basically eat your breakfast. You go to bed at a certain time every night. And every time you change time zones like this, it messes up what's called the circadian rhythm of the body. It messes up your sleep cycle. It messes up everything. Last night, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it's just my body's not used to this new time change. It's like I moved to St. Louis over the weekend, you know. I got a different time change. Where this is the opposite, I guess. So I moved out into the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. You know, so it's so crazy. No, it's nuts. And so it's not healthy for your body. When they first started this daylight savings times nonsense, it was because the farmers had to have more time to get their crops in. They have giant combines now that are 40, 50, 60 feet in diameter. They travel all over the country. They harvest crops 24 hours a day when it's time to harvest them with giant lights on the combines. This reasoning of having to do this, you know, 100 some odd years ago when we had no electricity is gone. They don't have to do this. I mean, Arizona has opted out. Hawaii has opted out. I don't know what in the world is wrong with these people in Florida that they won't put this on a ballot and let us vote on this, because to me this is complete and total nonsense. If we have the ability to maintain our circadian rhythms and we don't do it, we're being silly, because it affects our sleep patterns, it affects our melatonin release, it affects our health, it affects everything. Now, on top of everything else, we're having a low pressure zone down here today. Now, low pressure zones also affect you. Let me explain to you why that happens. In your body, you have a cellular transport across, osmotic barriers. In other words, you have a certain amount of pressure on one side of the cell wall, another certain amount of pressure on the other side of the cell wall, and you have an infusion through what's called a semi-permeable membrane. What that kind of means is kind of like this. When the pressure is really low like it is today, you don't get as many nutrients or oxygen into your cell as efficiently as it would with a high pressure zone. You kind of feel kind of sluggish and a little bit tired. And it's not healthy either. That's why so many times when it's raining, all you want to do is stay in bed and sleep, because the low pressure is just making you really groggy and foggy. That's why it does that. That's how it does it. It's an osmotic pressure variant gradient inside of the cell wall that's directly affected. It's like the lunar cycles. The lunar cycles affect our energy levels, and we know that because if you go to an emergency room during a full moon, you have what's called lunatics. It's been around for centuries. That's that term came from. And people basically are affected by the gravity pulling on them from the lunar surface. Now, I'm not talking new agey weirdo stuff here. What I'm talking about is just straight chemistry. And so this is what happens with people who are going through different cycles in their lives, et cetera. And, you know, it also affects women when they're on their period. It affects everything. I mean, women who are on their period, if they're in an office complex together, invariably they'll all tie into the same circadian rhythm, and they all start their periods about the same time at every single month, in which all the guys try to avoid being in that office. I should have said that, but I just did. And just said the problem with that is, if the woman will listen, like my wife had listened when we first started going through this, we got married, and I said, honey, let's talk about this, because this is just a strange time of your life. You know, when you're going through all this continual cycling for about 25 or 30 years while you're menstruating. And I said, and realize that a lot of times you can take vitamin B as in boy 6 and B5 together. We have those together. And you can actually stop most of the mood swings during a menstrual cycle. And you think, well, is it that easy? Yeah, it really is that easy. If you load up on B6 and especially B complex during that time of the month and throw in some 5-HTP and some cod liver oil, you pretty much can be pretty stable throughout the entire period cycle. And remember, women have different hormones. They have luteinizing hormone, they have follicle stimulating hormone, they have progesterone, they've got estrogen, they have all these different hormones that men really don't get. Guys probably just primarily have testosterone, which increases, you know, it causes us to have a little libido, it causes us to be attracted to good-looking women, it causes us to, you know, to gain more muscle weight and all the other things that happen. This is what the globalists are after. They're after that testosterone with men. They're trying to reduce testosterone levels by giving us the antagonist to testosterone, which is estrogen. They're giving it to us in our food supply. They're giving it to us into our poultry. They're giving it to us in soy. They're giving it to us with all these chemicals and compounds, which are estrogen mimickers. And it's slowly, slowly, slowly reducing fertility in men. Sperm counts down up to 90% in some areas. And men have had really big problems now with fertility issues and with being infertile and with lower testosterone, which makes them more passive and turns them into a beta male. So if you're feeling kind of sluggish when the low pressure hits, that's why it happens, because of the pressure gradient in the cells. But also remember, this is why you feel so good when you get a clear, crisp spring day and the wind is cool and it's brisk and you got a high pressure zone coming in and it's sitting right there, and you can walk outside and you go, wow, I feel good. The horses are running around, they're kicking their heels up in the air, the dogs are kicking their heels up in the air, everybody's happy and excited, you know, winter's over, it's spring and I got high pressure, clear blue skies, hopefully without chemtrails, and you go, wow, I love this, I feel so good and I have so much energy. It's all about the frequency, it's all about the energy, it's all about the osmotic pressure in the cells. All of this increases different oxygen and nutrient transport. And that's why it's so important to realize that when you feel a little down, when the weather gets kind of bad and you're in a low pressure zone, there's nothing wrong with you. It's your cell wall saying, hey, I'm not getting all the nutrients that I need. I'd rather just stay in bed and take a nap. So it's just the way it is. So today I got up with this low pressure zone, so I had to take a purple stick. I got to admit that. Oh, no, I did it. I took a purple stick for the show today because I was trying to bring my energy level up some, because I thought, you know, I'm not going to go take a nap while I'm doing the show. I'm going to get pumped up a little bit. Now, there's one other thing I mentioned last week, and I want to bring it to your attention, and it's a Bible verse, and I quoted it kind of quickly and never went into detail with it. And this is why I want to share this with you today. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. And what it's talking about is the end times in the book of Revelation and what happens in the end. And what is interesting about this, it kind of reminds me of what's going on with Trump right now. We've got a globalist empire, the Rothschilds, the Vatican, the CIA, all being funded by the funny money fiat currency that's running the planet. We got a bunch of pedophiles in Congress. We got Trump, who's fighting with people like McCain, who McCain thinks he's a surrogate president. He thinks he runs the United States. I mean, McCain needs to be impeached. McCain needs to be taken out of office. McCain basically needs to be tried for treason. McCain basically needs to be taken out back, and somebody needs to talk to the boy. I mean, him and Trump got into a big fight, you know, during the election cycle, because Trump basically said that McCain wasn't what made him a war hero, because he forgot his jet shot down. And so Trump shouldn't have said that. I'll be honest with you, Trump shouldn't have said that. It's one of those things he could have avoided saying. But McCain and him have been at odds, because McCain's a Bush boy. McCain is basically a globalist. Always remember that. He's a Rothschild boy. The Rothschilds have fundraisers for him. He's not good. He meets with foreign presidents without permission of the president. He thinks he's the surrogate president of the United States of America, and he needs to be tried for sedition, as far as I'm concerned. He's that bad. But Trump basically got him in a little kicking frenzy here. We're going to talk about that just in a minute. And now McCain is demanding proof that Obama hacked Trump's, you know, phones and hacked his emails and hacked the Trump Tower and all of that. And he wants to link it back to Obama because Trump sent a tweet out to that effect. Just being a brat, just being a little, standing up in front of everybody, just meh, 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 just yelling and squalling and bawling, needs to be taken out back and spoken to properly like a man. But here's the problem. Nobody's going to do that with McCain because he's too powerful, because he's part of all these different committees that he's involved in. He just needs to retire and go live in obscurity somewhere. But 1 Thessalonians 5-3 says, while, I'm going to read you several different versions. The NIV says, while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. The New Living Translation says, when people are saying everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin. New English Standard says, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them. The Berean says, peace and security, destruction may come upon them suddenly. And all is the same. And the reason I'm saying this, and I'm not being negative, I'm just reading it with the Word of God. The Word of God is never negative. It's just very direct in some cases. We need to realize something. You know, we are living in a situation right now where these globalists like McCain are running the planet. We've got pedophiles who sacrifice little children. I mean, the New York Times wants us to believe that all a pedophile is a person who touches a child inappropriately, which is absolutely horrific. the Catholic Church now says that basically what we have to do when they do that is to pray for them a little bit better, a little bit more intense, and it's okay that we're not going to do anything else to them but pray for them, because we've got a Jesuit in there who's responsible for tens of thousands of deaths of Argentinians. We know that. So we've got a major problem going on in all these major circles, because they're all working together in a power structure that is trying to bring in a new world order under Lucifer. Now we've got that. So we've got to be very, very careful right now. Just because we have Donald Trump in the White House doesn't mean this book of Thessalonians is not going to kick in and people are going to say, well, we're safe now. We as Christians and we as patriots, we've got to keep our nose to the grindstone. We've got to keep our feet to the fire, to use that metaphor, and make people realize we are not going to back off. We are not going to allow this. This entire pedophile thing should have already been brought to trial. These pedophiles are not just touching kids. They're raping kids. They're molesting kids. They're sacrificing children. They're drinking their blood. They're giving them over to these demons. And tomorrow, we have a man coming on who's a specialist in Sabbatea and the Kabbalists and what the Kabbalah says. We're going to have him on for about 45 minutes tomorrow. He's a pastor. He's been studying this stuff for almost 50 years. He's brilliant in this field. And so when I say Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, I want you to understand that this is completely and totally documented. This isn't something I'm making up on the side here. And so I'm going to bring a guy in who's going to give you book, chapter, and verse tomorrow, going all the way back to King Solomon. And the reason I'm doing that is I want you guys to have the same insight into this that I do, but I don't want to be the one who constantly says this stuff to you guys. I want you to have a scholar in that field. He also has some booklets that I think are like $40. And, you know, what we'll do is we'll make his website available so you guys can bless him and get these. But I want to prep you guys for that show tomorrow, because it's going to be that good of a show. But guys, please listen to me. Continue to pray. Continue to speak the positive affirmations that I've taught you, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We will commit our plans unto the Lord and they will succeed. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Continue to speak the words from the Word of God repeatedly in your prayer time and in your quiet time throughout the day. The Bible says pray without ceasing, and that's what we all have to be doing. Now, I know I'm getting real kind of religious on this, but you guys are so used to me doing this by now, you probably like it, because I enjoy doing this too. You know me, I'm kind of a closet nutritionist preacher kind of guy. So I'm trying my best to make you guys understand that I'm trying to bring you the word, the clear word as I possibly can. But we have so many global factions that are against Trump right now, including his own Congress, including these Republicans who are steeped in pedophilia, in whoremongering, and drugs, who've basically been to Epstein's hotels, and they have these videotapes of them with little kids. All of this stuff is going on right now in Congress. Trump is not going to be able to step in there. He is not a dictator. He is not Führer. You know, George Bush didn't quite get to that point of making somebody Führer, neither did Obama, though they got close with the NSA and the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act. They got real close to going to martial law and becoming Führer. Guys, I'm not kidding about that. I'm not being facetious. But what we have to understand is we don't want a Führer. We don't want an emperor. We don't want a king, especially one who's being pulled and being told what to do by the Rothschild cartel. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying, these Sabbatean Kabbalists are in this whole thing with these guys, forcing their will upon us. I told you guys that when we got Trump in the office, it wasn't going to be over. It was just getting started. All we did was win a skirmish in a battle. We have not won this war yet. We've got to keep our feet down. We've got to keep our, you know, we have to stay focused and ready for anything they send at us. Because guys, they can do anything. They can false flag anything. They can false flag that Korea lobbed a weapon into Japan. They can false flag that China did something to one of our destroyers. They've done it before with the Bay of Tonka. We already know they're perfectly capable of doing this. They tried to shoot down jetliners and JFK stopped them from doing it with Operations Northwoods. These guys are Looney Tunes. They're completely psychotic. They're bringing in $800 billion to $1 trillion worth of heroin every year into the United States. They are completely self-funded. The United States sends all this money to Afghanistan. We pay for all of this stuff that they're doing and paying for the labor to process all this heroin. They keep all the money and all the profits. And then they say the heroin trade's gotten more and more and more, you know, elaborate and bigger, and so they need more money to fund it. No, they don't. They want us to continue as the American duped taxpayer to continue to pour all of this money into taxes in Afghanistan to continue to fund their heroin business when they get to keep all of the profits. I mean, they're processing thousands of tons of heroin every single year now out of Afghanistan being brought back into the United States. This is not okay with anybody.
especially me, especially with Doug Haggard, especially with Dave Hodge, especially with Sheila. And what we have to understand is very, very simple. Keep your eyes focused. Keep yourself prepped. Make sure you've got the food stored that you need. Make sure you've got the ammo and the guns stored that you need. Not to do anything wrong, not to go out and try to start a war. No, I'm not saying that. But if another entity, another foreign country decides to come into the United States, we've got to be prepped and we've got to stay frosty. Because guys, this is some really dangerous times. That's why the Bible says that in Thessalonians, peace and safety. Beware, beware, because you don't know what's fixing to happen. It's a little bit too calm right now before the storm. I don't like the way things are going. We got a stock market that's unbelievably overvalued as far as earnings. I don't even know what to say about this thing. You know, we've got the Ides of March coming up, you know, in a couple of days. I mean, we've got all of this stuff happening right now while we speak. So guys, be very, very careful, because remember, all they've got to do is start raising interest rates and yank their money out of the stock market, because they own almost everything anyhow, and that thing's going to fall in a precipitous fall, and it's going to be an unbelievable bloodletting like it was back in 2007, like it was in 1929. Because remember, they've already done this twice. They did it with the derivatives they pulled out. They pulled on us in 2007, and they did it to us in 1929. If we don't get these Sabbatean cabalists out of our hair, out of our life, out of our central bank, and we don't restore sound money into the United States, we're never going to be free from this mess. So guys, I believe we all have to stay focused and on point right now and pay attention very, very carefully to what's going on. And that's my opening statement today, Oz.
Excellent opening statement. You're absolutely right. We talked about that a couple days ago, is that everybody really needs to be staying very, very frosty right now. If there's things that you haven't got situated yet as far as extra food, extra water, water filtration, backup generators, fuel, anything like that, ammunition, slings, weapons, whatever you need for your setup, for your platform, for your family, you need to have it on deck immediately. I would say that, I've been saying that for years, but I say that now, is that there's really no reason right now to be playing around with it, because as Dad just said, with the stock market, what it's doing right now, it's not if, guys. There is no if it fails, if it collapses. It is when it collapses. There's not a single question in my mind, Dad's mind, or anybody else we know that's educated in this area about a if. It's a when. So this is definitely something everybody needs to be awake about. Talk to your friends, your family, and being discreet. Don't be obnoxious about it, but try to wake as many people up as possible, because the more people, and I've told this before, if you can get a family member just to buy a bucket of food or a case of MREs or even just some beans and rice from the store, canned food from the store, that's one other person that you're not going to have to deal with when something happens for them begging for food. That's just my thought on it. So a lot of times, most people, you know, they may not want to have this stored and that stored and go crazy with it, but you know, a lot of times I've even had family members, or not family members, customers that bought family members a food bucket for Christmas. Instead of buying them some fancy computer, some fancy stereo that's going to break in a year, is going to be outdated, they'll buy them one or two food buckets for the family, throw in the closet and be done with it. It's always there, it's always on backup. So there's always good excuses, in my opinion, to have backup food, whether it's stored canned food like we have, or canned food from the store, anything like that. You can always use it and eat it in the future if you haven't had to use it for a survival period, because most of the stuff we have is 20-year shelf life. So you can always use it as a backup later on, or for camping down the road if you go out hiking for a long time, something like that.
Well,
very good point, Dad.
Austin, you can also, let's say 18 years from now, nothing happens, and your food's still good, donate it to a homeless shelter, take it as a tax write-off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Keep the receipt for it.
Keep the receipt. Write it off. There you go. That's all you got to do. Buy some fresh. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have to go bad. See, and that's why I buy the 20-year stuff. That's why I've got that store, because it's just 20 years. You have to think about it. It's something else. We live in a hurricane state. You know, we already had a generator. You know, we already got solar panels. We already had power go out for a week at a time. We've already had all of this stuff here. The wells stop working. Nothing works unless you got generators running them. I mean, we've already been here. We live in a state that got nailed by 3 tropical storms back in 2004. Half the neighborhood moved out because we had no power here. I was just sitting here having fun, you know, cooking, doing everything I'm doing. Generator going, everything still, didn't lose any food, didn't lose anything. All my neighbors were saying, can we run an extension cord over? I'm like, whatever. You know, I've said, I told you, been telling you for years, put a generator in. Yeah, but we didn't do it. Can we have extra power? Oh, yeah, whatever. Can we put stuff in your freezer? I don't care. You know, because we were the ones who were the prepped ones, because we were ready to go. So that's why I have that preparatory mindset. And see, and that's why Christians don't need to walk in fear, but they don't have to be naive either. And I wrote a whole article on this on the website if you want to watch it. Should Christians store food, or should Americans store food? And I said, it's not out of fear. It's out of a preparatory mindset that you do this just in case the power goes out, just in case the transport systems stop working, just in case the truck stop running, just in case we have an EMP burst in the atmosphere 50,000 feet up and all the electronics get fried and now you don't have anything running around because now you're completely and totally out of everything. No, that's not cool. That's not where you want to be. There's a reason that Deagle says that 2/3 of the population of the United States is going to be dead within about 10 years. This is some crazy stuff they're coming out with because they're speculating all of these crazy things that are happening around us. Guys, it's very important that you listen today. Think about that thing in Thessalonians, because I can feel something. Remember how it felt before 9/11? We knew something was brewing, but we kind of felt, it's all okay. You know, Bush is in office, Clinton is gone, blah, blah, blah. And bam, the deep state takes down those doggone trade towers. Bam, they take down Building 7. Bam, they hit the Pentagon. I mean, unbelievable. Just snap, 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 snap. Complete and totally total shock and awe in our psyche, which allowed them to pass the Patriot Act, allowed them to set up the more and more in the deep state. All of this stuff is how they do things. They make things so big. When they do these crazy false flags where people get shot, it's all about taking the guns away. Think about what I'm saying. Just because Trump's in office doesn't mean that we've got this mess fixed. We've got to stay frosty, and we have to hold Trump's feet to the fire. That son-in-law of his, who's in bed with George Soros in cadre, needs to be stepping down as personal advisor, go back to do his own little business dealings, and leave Donald Trump alone and get out of that mess. Because we know he's part of Shabbat. We know Shabbat is that Jewish sect that works with the Mossad and the CIA. They have run front organizations for it all the time. So this is just not good. It's not good because it doesn't look good. No appearance of evil is what the word says. But anyhow, so what's your next story, Oz?
Yeah, well, yesterday I was at a little birthday party down in Bartow. A bunch of my friends were down there that I've known for years. And one of my good friends, Tyler, he had a little baby boy 3 months ago, and him and his wife decided they're not immunizing them at all. So I was extremely excited about that. We've been talking about that back and forth. And we have another friend down there that they decided to immunize, and so they got extremely irritated with our conversation yesterday, which we didn't even involve them in, which I thought was kind of funny. And then we had another friend that's actually getting pregnant right now in the process of it, and his response to me is, he said, you know, well, I think when I have, you know, a kid, I'm just going to give them all the vaccinations. And me and Tyler kind of looked at each other, and Tyler goes, look, man, he goes, I've known Austin for a long time, you know, he's pretty educated in a lot of this stuff, and he goes, but I don't take everything he says at heart. I look up and do my own research. And I said, yeah, that's what I tell everybody to do. And he said, when Austin and Lana got pregnant, he started doing research on this, and I started doing research, and after he came up with his conclusion, I took about 6 more months, and I came up with the exact same conclusion. And he goes, once you start doing research on this stuff, you start realizing that it's really, 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 really dangerous, and you're taking a huge risk. And you hear people use the excuse, oh, well, you know, oh, my dad was vaccinated, or I had this, or I had that. Okay, well, are they getting 78 vaccinations now? If it's so safe, if it's no big deal, why are they adding the HPV vaccine to the mandated CDC list? Why are states like Pennsylvania now trying to introduce SB 217, which just got introduced 2 weeks ago, known as the Public School Code of 1949, SB 217, Section 1303, immunization required / penalty. And it states in here, this is what they're trying to pass right now: notwithstanding any rule or regulation to the contrary, a strong moral, spiritual, or ethical conviction similar to a religious belief does not qualify as an exemption from the immunization requirements of this section. This is the almost exact same thing as California's SB 277, and unfortunately, Pennsylvania is not the only state to follow in California's draconian footsteps. This right here, guys, is the tyrannical medical martial law. It's bad enough stuff that they are injecting kids all over the world with these things and causing all types of irreversible damage. It is a whole nother thing to start forcing you against your will, requiring, demanding that you take your child in and have them vaccinated, or essentially they're going to take the child from you in Child Protective Services by force. The latest appearance of this pro-vaccination bill is nothing more than the government's latest phase to ensure adherence to their vaccination guidelines and protocols they're pushing so hard. First, when they told us vaccination was to prevent diseases, well, then we realized that wasn't really working all the time. They switched over to telling the masses it was their civic duty to get vaccinated, regardless of the cost. You need to get it. You know, it's your duty. The greater good message hasn't created the paradigm shift hard enough yet, so now they're turning to legislation for their desired outcome, vaccination by force. This is something everybody needs to realize. If we don't stand up in these states right now that are under fire, like Pennsylvania, they're all going to start following this same globalist guideline of forced vaccination. There's an article I pulled up earlier about the varicella chickenpox vaccine, and I brought this up before, but I'm bringing it up again just to kind of open your mind a little bit more about what's actually going in here. We talk about mercury, we talk about the aluminum, we talk about how the HPV vaccine is contaminated with lead. Talked about that in detail just recently, but a lot of people don't even discuss what the CDC's own statements make on their website. The varicella chickenpox vaccine are made not just with aborted human fetal tissue cell lines. They also take guinea pig and cow cells as well. In effect, the chickenpox vaccine is a multi-species blood and tissue cocktail of DNA and chemicals. The CDC lists the ingredients used in these vaccines, such as chickenpox, MMR, and DTaP, on their website. As of January 6, 2007, you can still pull up everything on there. The varicella vaccination, and I quote, this is the ingredient list that they have in it. From the beginning, human embryonic lung cell cultures, guinea pig cell cultures, human diploid cell cultures, WI-38, human diploid cell cultures, MRC-5, sucralose, hydrolyzed gelatin, sodium chloride, monosodium glutamate, sodium phosphate, potassium phosphate. Now, this means that every parent is giving their children, when they give them a child chickenpox vaccine, with cells lined that are harvested from aborted human fetuses. On top of that, they're also getting MSG. Now, both the WI-38 and the MRC-5 cell lines are derived from aborted human fetal tissue. The WI-38 cell line, according to Wikipedia, is derived directly from lung tissue of aborted Caucasian female fetuses. That's what they're using in these vaccines. And they're using that in the adenovirus, the DTaP, the Hep A, the Hep B, the MMR, the MMR2, the MMRV, rabies, varicella, and zoster. The vaccine industry literally harvests human tissues from living fetuses inside a human womb, then feeds those tissues nutrient liquids to grow cell lines in an artificial womb-like laboratory environment. From there, they regrow the tissues, are harvested and blended up, then added to other biological components from cows and guinea pigs, chickens, or pigs to create a vaccine solution that is again injected into the human baby. This is the irrefutable truth of how vaccines are made. It is not even debated. It is openly admitted and listed by the CDC. And now Pennsylvania wants to join to the list of mandating that children are required to have these shots injected into them by force, Dad.
Okay. Well, there you go. I have said the same thing so many different times in different ways, and it's absolutely true. And what happens is, if we don't understand this, that the way our bodies are made, I'm looking for a reference right now, and if you hear me rattling paper, it doesn't help. And what happens is this, when we allow ourselves to be injected with this junk, we create an incredible amount of allergies to all of these different things. Now think about this for a second. Now you're being injected with another human being's tissue, and your body's going to see that as a foreign protein. And when that happens,
you're going to have an autoimmune disease against yourself because you're also a human. Now, you need to listen to me for just a second, please. And I'm not trying to be like, wow, 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 listen to me right now. But this is really important right now. This is what's causing all of these autoimmune diseases. It's all these immunizations. Because here's what happens. Foreign protein gets into your body. When that happens, your body, primarily through this immunization things, and it can happen also through leaky gut, this foreign protein is injected in. So you have the cell structure of a foreign human in your body. Your body goes, oh my God, it's some foreign human DNA. This lands on your body's own muscle tissue on your because it's injected into the muscle. You also have soybean oil. You also have cottonseed oil. You also have soybean oil, peanut oil, and all of this added in here into the immunizations, making in this super toxic sludge, including in some cases live cancer cells, which we know that for a fact with the simian viruses that were given to us, which caused like millions and millions of people to die from cancer. And what happens is your white blood cell sees, hey, I've got a foreign protein in me, and it lights up the macrophages in your body. We've talked about those before. Those are the white blood cells. And it consumes it. Then it sells outside. It sends out a chemical messenger and says, hey, this foreign DNA protein of this other baby that's got injected to me, it's a human. It's no good, man. We got to get rid of all of this stuff. So the body starts to kill the cells through what's called a cytokine, a chemical messenger. And the immune system is told to devour all of these protein complexes, plus your own protein. It starts messing with your ligaments, your DNA, everything. That's what causes all of these autoimmune diseases. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré. Come on. When you get all these vaccines, you're giving basically genocide to all of the people when they put all this stuff in here. You know, when you're at the movies before, you're watching movies sometimes, they're promoting vaccines. You go to Walmart or to the drugstore, they're promoting vaccines. You know, all you have to do is realize that this stuff is poisoning you by creating an antibody against your own, against human tissue inside of you. There's absolutely no other reason to use fetal cells from aborted fetuses in immunizations. It's creating a massive inflammation at the injection site, which is what's called your body producing all these antibodies, and that's why they use the adjuvants, because they only want to use like 1% of the active, supposedly dead virus. But remember, Baxter Labs a few years ago with the H1N1 out of Switzerland, they sent out hundreds and hundreds of thousands of vials for the H1N1 vaccine. I believe it was into Bulgaria or Romania. It was one of those, you can look it up online. And when the guy tested this stuff on his own ferrets the night before he'd sent it out to be distributed to the population, his ferrets all died. They sent out live virus, guys. Live virus. Now, you watch these movies, you know, when we have these zombie apocalypses and all this kind of stuff. I forgot the one lady's name was Alice or whatever her name was. I forgot the name of that stuff. And, you know, they get this virus stuff out. They get all these things out. Then the birds pick up the dead bodies and spread it around the globe. Guys, there's a reason they're prepping us for all of this stuff and they're showing us these movies all the time. They have in their little black magic weirdo rituals, voodoo crap, excuse my language, they do. They've got this thing they've got to do as far as this proper energy field, as far as they call it karma. They got to make sure they tell you what they're going to do to you. That's kind of like one of their little laws they have to abide by. And see, that's what you have to understand, is they're telling us what they're going to do. They're warning us what they're going to do, but it's up to us whether we take the immunizations or not. They figure if you're not smart enough to say no, you probably don't belong in the gene pool anyhow. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's kind of how they think. It's kind of like when the vampire walks up to your front door and says, may I come in? The response is, absolutely not. Hit the road, Jack. I don't want you here. Okay? Pull the shotgun out, put the Benelli out, and get the wooden stake, whatever you want to get out. You see, you come through the door, you're going to get your head blown off. Okay? That's what you have to understand, these guys. That's all they understand. They have their own little weird stuff and rituals they do. Why in the world do they want, according to MIT, 50% of the children to be autistic by 2025, and primarily from glyphosate? I mean, and these immunizations. It's an all-out war against our immune systems. Remember what I told you, what the Jason scholars decided way back when. I'm going to read this to you again. They gave us three different alternatives about how to get this get the population done. Alternative one was to use nuclear devices in the atmosphere to blow holes in the stratosphere. Alternative two was to build a vast network of underground cities. Alternative three was to exploit alien and conventional technology in order to establish colonies in outer space. All three alternatives include birth control, sterilization, and the introduction of deadly microbes to control and slow the growth of Earth's populations. I mean, this is a book that Fred Bell wrote, who's the son, who was the brother of, you know, of the Bell guy who's beyond coast to coast. And he's also the same guy who was on Jesse Ventura's show when he ended up dying after he talked about Star Wars and space weapons, because he worked on the space weapons technology under the Reagan administration. And they warned him and they said, aren't you scared about talking about this stuff? He goes, no, because sometimes things still break and they need me to help them fix the problems. And so they're not going to basically do anything to me. Well, this is what they do all the time. This is what they don't, if they don't want a scientist who's running their mouth, they're basically going to kill them. And part of this also is to build deep underground military bases. So when they unleash this crap on us, which they plan on doing, they really are that sick. They're going to do it. Remember, these guys are the same guys that dropped firebombs on Dresden before the end of World War II when Germany was on its knees and crawling and basically done in the winter of 45. It was over with in Germany. Allies were all over Europe. Firebombed Dresden and killed 500,000, some estimates say, of women and children and old men for no reason. Firebombed them, concussion bombed them, got them out on the streets, then strafed them with P-51 50 caliber machine gun fire while they were at the river huddling with their children freezing to death. This is the same group of people that did this. Winston Churchill wanted to do that for a giant sacrifice, is what he said, basically said in his memoirs. He wanted to break the will of the German people. Guys, listen to me. That's who we're dealing with. We're dealing with a bunch of nutbags. These guys financed the Nazis. They financed the Allies. They took out and threw out the Soviet Union. They killed the royal family in the Soviet Union. These are the same guys. These Sabbatane Kabbalists are the guys that do all of this stuff. You know, and they're the ones that run the money. They're the ones that work with, they also work with the Vatican. They work with the CIA. They work with organized crime. It's all of these guys. They work together in unison to bring in their one world Luciferian agenda. And I've said that like three times on the show today. I can't make that any more clear. Nobody else wants to talk about this in all the other alternative talk shows, except for maybe Hagman and Hodges and Sheila. Because we have to understand something, guys. This is not a game they're playing with us. This isn't tiddlywinks here. These guys are playing for blood, like in that movie with, you know, Val Kilmer way back when. What was it called? Tombstone. He goes, you know, we started a game we didn't get to finish. We're supposed to be playing for blood. And he goes, I was just joking. He goes, I wasn't. These guys aren't joking. These guys think that they are better than us. They think because they have that Nephilim fallen angel DNA in them that they deserve to kill us because we're animals, and they think that they can do that and get away with it. That's why we have to hold Trump's feet to the fire and get these stinking pedophiles out of Washington and get these guys locked up under the jail where they belong. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right. And it's what's wild now is we're starting to see how many of these judges, how many of these governors all over the place are true globalists. Another federal judge now in Wisconsin also filed a temporary restraining order against President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration travel out of Wisconsin on Friday. Judge William Conley of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin issued a new TRO against the new EO executive order, holding that the plaintiff in the new lawsuit has a substantial likelihood of success on the merits and would suffer irreparable harm unless the court promoted immediate relief. The new lawsuit in Wisconsin concerns a man with a family member in Syria who has now just applied for asylum and claims that the EO is thwarting that asylum quest, which is complete and total nonsense. These requests should not even be going through at the rate that they have been going through for the last 3 or 4 years. The 90-day ban that he has put on it is, in my opinion, less than adequate for the amount of time we need to vet these guys. Even the FBI's own director came out and said, we cannot properly vet these people coming out of the Middle East. We have no idea how to find any background on them whatsoever. Now, it says, although a temporary restraining order cannot be appealed, a preliminary injunction can, which can take either case quickly to the next level of the federal judge. The Washington case would go back to the Ninth Court. The Wisconsin case would go go to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Second Court Circuit in Chicago. So this is starting all over again, Dad. I talked about it on Friday. Now Judge in Wisconsin's doing it. Guys, we have to keep track of these people, especially in your states, because once it comes up time again, if there is a reelection, if there is something with these governors, if these guys actually come up for reelection, they have to get their butts kicked out immediately. These guys that are blatantly going against these executive orders are full-blown globalist agenda puppets. They have absolutely, there's no other legitimate reason why they would be filing temporary restraining orders against the executive order and trying to block them like they did with Washington last month, and now how they're doing them again, because they want to bring in as many Islamic jihadists out of the Middle East that absolutely hate America for good reason, I'll put that there, for good reason, but they want to bring them in by the plane loads in the hundreds of thousands and dump them in this country to let them do their Muslim Islamic will here to try and cripple us from within. That is the goal of bringing in the jihad into this country. If they can make the United States collapse, implode from within, it will be that much easier for them to take it over and bring us into a new world order. That's why they want to bring these guys in my opinion, Dad. And there's no other legitimate reason these judges and these governors would be going out of their way to file this like that unless they had this specific agenda. There's no other reason.
Well, these federal court judges are appointed for life. I mean, people understand that unless they're removed from office, they pretty much stay in forever. As of May 2012, there was a total of over 3,000 individuals have been appointed to federal judgeships, including 2,700 district court judges, 714 courts of appeals judges, 95 judges to now extinct circuit courts, and 112 Supreme Court justices. This adds up to about 3,600 of total appointments. A substantial number of appellate judges, including Supreme Court justices, had previously served on the lower benches. Guys, you know, a lot of these guys, they have to be impeached or removed from office because of dereliction of duty. Whatever it takes, we need to do exactly what Austin says. And when these guys are going in there and they're actually legislating from the bench is what they're doing. They're actually writing law from the bench. This isn't cool. This isn't okay. And these guys have to be taken out and basically legally. I mean, you can just, and what I always do, and I know this is going to make some of you mad, every single time we in the state of Florida, we have these elected officials like these judges that, and it says, should so-and-so be retained in office? Unless I know that judge personally, unless I know that's a good judge, every single time I write, yes, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out, kick them out. Because I'm not going to say, no, they should, yes, they should be retained in office when they basically are bad judges or I don't know any better. And I try to always make sure that I know the good ones. Because guys, there's a lot of really, really, really bad judges out there. And when you've got a chance to clean the clock, it keeps this thing from becoming, how should I say, partisan. These guys need to realize that if they don't do a good job and they're not fair with the general population, they're not above the law. And they certainly aren't above us. And we are not their slaves. And we do not have to do everything they say to them. That's why when you fall into the jurisdiction of a federal court judge, like I told you guys the other day, you have literally the hand of God with a little G dropping that gavel. And they can do anything they want to do to you for as long as they want to do it. Because they're a federal court judge. That's not cool. They've got too much power if they're bad judges, and they don't need to be retained in office, Austin. That's how I feel. But, and these guys that are doing this to Trump, and they're legislating from the bench like this, every one of them need to be removed from office. He needs to start impeachment proceedings against them, or whatever kind of proceedings are required to get rid of a federal court judge. These guys need to go, son. What do you think?
No, you're right. I mean, he has to start. I mean, obviously he has to stay within his legal bounds. But if these guys are going to try and play this dirty, then he's going to have to start playing this dirty with them, because this is the second executive order now that they have blatantly filed restraining orders on. And the first one they got reversed. This second one, unless it goes a completely different direction, it's probably going to get reversed as well. And this is not, this is a horrible, horrible precedent to start, because if this continues to go like this, if every time he writes an executive order and they realize now they can file a TRO and could take it to the Ninth Circuit Court or the Seventh Circuit Court and get it appealed and get it thrown out, this is going to cause some very, very significant issues with our entire judicial system, because like you said, they're legislating from the bench through their power, which they're not supposed to be doing like this as far as fighting the president, unless it's some type of an incredibly egregious executive order that blatantly goes against the Constitution.
You know, it's so stupid.
Feedback again, Dad.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, hang on, let me put my headset on.
But you know what's so stupid about all of this? You can hear me, okay? Let me keep talking while I'm doing it. What's so stupid about all of this, Austin, is this. Trump is already 50 days into the White House. He's 50 days in. The whole thing with this whole order to start with was 90 days. I mean, he's almost, it would have been 40 more days and this whole order would have been over with anyhow.
Yeah.
He had a 90-day executive order. It was temporary. It was crazy. Let me do a health article real quick. This is really important. Black seed, we've talked about that. And I can't talk about this on Hagmann because we can't keep a supply of this stuff. And we've just got new stuff and we've been out of stock on it. We only use the cold-pressed virgin black seed oil. Super hard to get. All the chemical extracted black seed oil, you don't want to put that in your body because of the extracted chemicals they use. But a new study has just found that it may actually treat hypothyroidism or Hashimoto's disease. Now, you guys, a lot of you have thyroid issues. We've talked about that multiple times. And it shows now that by using the black seed oil that these conditions may be ameliorated or cured. I don't know why they have to use words like ameliorated. With the addition of only 2 grams of this stuff every single day, a powerful new randomized clinical trial revealed that the ancient healing food known as Nigella sativa, also known as black seed oil, once known as the remedy for everything but death, okay, may provide an ideal treatment for the autoimmune thyroid condition known as Hashimoto's disease, which is the most common cause of hypothyroidism. This is when your thyroid just doesn't do what it needs to do. It gets real sluggish, becomes hypo very slow. You start gaining weight. It's crazy. About 5% of the population will be affected by Hashimoto's disease sometime during their life. Hashimoto occurs 15 times more often in women than in men. The highest density of Hashimoto's disease are between 30 and 60 years of age. And basically, Hashimoto-treated hypothyroidism is often underdiagnosed because the reference ranges were drawn from unscreened populations, likely inclusive of those already suffering from suboptimal thyroid function. This is why I said you've got to take care of your thyroid. You've got to be taking at least 12.5 or 13.5 milligrams, and that's not micrograms, it's milligrams of potassium iodide every day, single day, which is exactly what we have in our product, our thyroid support, which also contains nascent iodine. Very inexpensive product. Well, I think it's around $20. These guys that are selling this nascent iodine for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 bucks, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to be real direct with you guys, they're ripping you off, period. It's not that expensive. It's just a good form of thyroid support that's not that expensive. But the nascent iodide is more of a scam than anything else as far as at that price level. Now, it is a very, very good form of iodine, but it's not necessary for 50 bucks for a 1 ounce bottle of this stuff. It's just too expensive and the dosing's not high enough. That's the problem with all of this stuff, Austin, is the dosing's not high enough. You gotta take too many drops of this stuff and it becomes very expensive per dose to get 13 milligrams of this stuff in. What do you think?
Yeah, I've brought this up to numerous customers because I've had the exact same question asked me about a lot of the iodines on the market. And in my opinion, a lot of the iodines on the market have been a total money marketing scam. They'll take a very high quality nascent iodine or molecular iodine like we use, very high quality, no problems with it at all, but it's significantly watered down. A lot of these companies are using it in a water-based or alcohol-based solution. That's not necessarily a bad thing. The problem with that is, majority of time, it's significantly diluted and the milligram dosage is very, very low. On top of that as well, you cannot get a true, accurate, 100% every single time perfect reading using a water or an alcohol solution like that as a carrier, because it can't be tested consistently all the time. You have to shake the bottle every time. You may have separation. You may have it fall out of suspension. What we use, the place that we manufacture a lot of our supplements, is an FDA-approved laboratory. It's in the 12.5 milligram gel capsules, and they are all assayed and batch tested. Every single batch they go through, that you are guaranteed you are getting your perfect 12.5 milligrams of molecular and potassium iodide every single dosage. like Dad said, some of these guys selling this iodine, you look at it, and it's like 10 drops is like 500 milligrams or 1 milligram, and it's $40, $50, $60. Yeah, micrograms, and it's $40, $50, $60 a bottle. And I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just saying I've seen this happen because iodine is a very, very important nutrient for the thyroid, and we have all found it to be very, very significant as far as health benefits on people that have thyroid issues, also people that have got exposed to radiation. So a lot of people on the market have found this as a niche product in order to come out with a crazy iodine that's pulled out of the ground from some crazy depths that has some crazy function to it. And in reality, it's just a very good, pure form of iodine, and it's not worth the extra 300, 400, 500, 600% increase in cost, in my opinion, when you can get a lot of good quality ones for around 10, 15, 20 bucks a bottle. I think ours are 90 capsules, and it's 19 bucks a bottle, and that's for a 12.5 milligram capsule, MG. And on top of that, a lot of times when we tell people to stack with the iodine, the black seed oil, and the thyroid support. The thyroid support, we use the ashwagandha extract. We also have a small amount of iodine in that as well. But those three supplements together, people that are dealing with Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism, even just mild thyroidism that's just lacking. It's not functioning properly. It's very low. They can't get it to boot up. They're trying to take different medications. If you're taking medications, discuss that with your doctor. If you have it and you're trying to try something, try those three products. And in almost every single case I've worked with somebody when they've started taking those products, it's almost significantly helped out their overall thyroid levels within anywhere from 30 to 60 days that quickly. So it's a very, very easy protocol to follow. All three of those, I think black seed, potassium iodine, and thyroid support, I think it's like 90 bucks for all three of those together. It's cheap, you know, and you're not going on a medication. You guys remember, if they put you on thyroxine or T3, you have to stay on that the rest of your life. You are not boosting your thyroid with T3 medication. You are shutting down your thyroid with T3 medication, and you're replacing it with synthetic T3 in your body, which means if you ever run out of that medication, your thyroid is going to be even more sluggish than it ever was before because it essentially has been shut down for years on end. So it's much better, in my opinion, to try the natural supplements first if you can and go that route and see what type of effect you can get and how much stimulation you can get out of thyroid naturally, because it works about 9 out of 10 times from every customer I've worked with, Dad.
Well, also, same thing with HGH stimulated, helping to increase the human growth hormone. I mean, there are all kinds of natural things that you can do to help maintain healthy glandular function. But you don't have to. But once you start on the drugs, like once you start taking HGH shots, okay, instead of the stuff that we use, which has no HGH in it, but it stimulates the pituitary gland to release the HGH, you help to burn fat, you help to increase lean muscle mass, it makes you really, really strong when you train with it. I mean, there's all kinds of natural things you can do. But anyhow, let me go back to this, though. This is a really good story. I'll let you finish the show. Representative Stephen King out of Iowa sent a tweet out, which he's being slammed now on Yahoo and a bunch of news sites, in which he said, listen to me, guys, he said something that's like, he didn't get any better than this. We can't restore our civilization, speaking of the United States, speaking about our life and what we built in the United States. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. We can't restore our civilization with somebody else's babies. Iowa Rep. Steve King is facing a fierce backlash over a tweet critics say is an open embrace of white nationalism. Okay, all right, he's right, that's what it is, okay? But I'm saying he's right, because you can't bring in all these other cultures and restore what we had. On Sunday, King retweeted a political cartoon featuring Geert Wilders, a Dutch political whose anti-Muslim rhetoric and blown-out hairstyle have been drawn plenty of comparisons to Donald Trump. The cartoon depicts Wilders, chairman of the far-right Party for Freedom, and a member of the Dutch parliament, plugging a hole in the wall, protecting Western civilization, as a floodwater bearing the star and crescent symbol if Islam comes crashing over the top. Wilders understands that culture and demographics are our destiny, King wrote on Twitter. We can't restore our civilizations with somebody else's babies. I mean, crazy. It isn't entirely clear whose babies King was referring to. Well, sure it is. They don't want to talk about it. And his office now is immediately refusing to respond for comment because it made national news. However, Wilders recently thanked a different cartoonist for an excellent cartoon urging Europe to stop Islamization. We must indeed stop the Islamization of our societies.
King's tweet was retweeted by David Duke, and I got to bring David Duke in to keep slamming him, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Sanity reigns supreme in Iowa's 4th Congressional District, Duke tweeted. This is what Duke tweeted out now, that sanity reigns supreme in Iowa's 4th Congressional District with this tweet, with David Duke tweeting, adding, God bless Steve King. I mean, guys, think about this for a second. Everything that somebody says that they don't like, they have to do everything they possibly can to slam this person. But I will say this to Steve King. Steve, you can't rebuild your civilization with somebody else's babies from another civilization. I don't even know how to say that any better. And I know you were treating somebody else's tweet about that, but I know right now up in South Carolina, some lady decided to rob a Girl Scout cookie stand this past weekend, kick the mother of the Girl Scout, steal the cookies, drop the cookies, steal the money from a Girl Scout stand because we have stopped raising little Americans. We have allowed ourselves to do whatever they want us to do. You know, rephrase that. We have allowed ourselves to be programmed to do what they want us to do by their TV, by their video games, by their fake news narrative to stop raising little Americans, which is what my dad said was the reason of the Roman Empire. They stopped raising little Romans. They became decadent. Guys, if we're going to restore this country, which I believe we can, I believe God will give us a reprieve on the book of Revelation. We've got to get these nutbags out of the White House. We've got to restore the United States to a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant work ethic. Now, I mean that very sincerely because I was taught to work as a doggone 8-year-old at home. I was taught to work all of the time. We can't have people coming in from cultures who don't know how to work, who don't want to work. I'm not saying that white Anglo-Saxon Protestants are better than other people, but all I know is this. When I was in graduate school, I remember they taught us the reason that the United States was founded. This is in the MBA program at Florida State 43 years ago. That the reason that we have such a huge, incredible infrastructure and that we're so prosperous is because of the Protestant work ethic. And that was the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant work ethic. Now, I realize there have been other cultures involved, including the slave labor in the United States, which have helped build all of this stuff. But I also look back at Africa and see what a mess it is. I also look back at the Middle East and see what a mess it is. And Stephen King is right about this. If we're going to restore the United States of America, we have allowed affirmative action all across the board. I'm talking across the board, not just one area, to run amok. And we've got to put the most qualified people back into positions of running the United States. If we don't do that, we're going to continue to slide down this slippery slope of totalitarianism. And I don't care now. I'm going to say this one more time. I don't care if the person's black. I don't care if the person's Hispanic. I don't care if the person's white. I don't care. You put the most qualified person in the position, that make a difference to me. So you can't put them into a position that they're not qualified for because of their skin color. Guys, I know we went real long today. God bless you guys. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yeah, but yes, we appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for all the emails this weekend. We're still rolling through them. If you guys need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. If you haven't had a chance to look at the products of the week, our B-complex that we were referring to at the beginning of the show, our methylated bioactive B vitamins on sale for over 10% off, like $33.28 a bottle, I think is what it is. So check that out, guys, healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.